This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me again is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, October 21st, we got some pretty fun events going on in town. You can join the historic Waco Foundation for a pretty fun event. They're going to be showing the 1914 film The Passerby, which features downtown Waco in it, and it stars the Hoffmanettes. And accompanying the film is going to be a piano concert by well-known pianist Kurt Kaiser. So pretty cool event going on in town. $40 per person. That includes drinks, hors d'oeuvres, and the entertainment. That's going to be 6:30 tonight at the Waco Hippodrome.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And also another cool dinner time event that's happening tonight and actually tomorrow night too. The World Hunger Relief, you're familiar with the farm, is having their second annual Night on the Farm. So they create a delicious meal that includes ham skewers and farm veggies and a nice squash bisque with fresh herbs and all kinds of delicious treats. And you go out to the farm, and there's live music, and you take a sunset tour and have some hors d'oeuvres and learn all about the farm.
The whole works.
So, yeah, it's fun. So it's $50 a person as a fundraiser for them. And the live music and sunset tours and all that kind of thing starts at 5, and then the actual dinner is at 6:30, and that's tonight, Friday night, and tomorrow night, Saturday night.
And heading into Saturday, if you're stuffed from eating all that
wonderful food
the night before, there's plenty of runs and walks going on Saturday that could help you kind of run that off, I guess,
or work that off.
So the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure Central Texas will be tomorrow. That's going to be $35 for individuals. The race site opens at 6:30 a.m. at Heritage Square. At Heritage Square in downtown Waco. And then there's also the Acres of Smiles Halloween Fun Run and Festival. Mm-hmm. So the festival, they're going to have face painting and some other activities. But if you're just going for the run, it's going to be $25 for a 5K. And then for children, $10 for a 1K. The festival itself is free. The race begins at 9:30, and the festival starts at 10:30. And this is going to be at Brazos Park East. But there's more.
Right.
Fuzzy Friends Rescue Zombie Run is also going to be on Saturday. It's going to cost $20 to $30. And registration payment is considered a donation to Fuzzy Friends Rescue. So that's where that money is going towards. And this is going to be at 5 p.m. It is a 5K race, and it's going to be at Indian Spring Park. And also on Saturday is the Waco Heart Walk. So this is a 5K walk, but if you wanted to run it, I guess you could. Mm-hmm. The registration's at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The walk begins at 9 a.m. at the South Plaza at McLean Stadium.
Wow. And once you have participated in all that running and walking on Saturday morning, you have earned a delicious hamburger at Double R. So I would recommend Double R Burgers. They are doing a fundraiser for Pack of Hope, which if you're not familiar with Pack of Hope, they pack up backpacks every week full of nutritious food to send home with kids on Friday so that they have good food to eat over the weekend. And they're doing a little dine and donate kind of deal at Double R from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Saturday. So get in your steps and then head over to Double R for a burger. And then another couple things happening on Saturday that are really important. Saturday is the Waco Solid Waste Services Scrap Tire Collection Day. Mm-hmm. So if you have some tires you've been trying to get rid of, this is your day. Most tires will be accepted, but tires larger than 26 inches or tires on rims will not be accepted. And you need to bring some kind of proof that shows that you're a Waco resident. Usually people bring their utility bills and then the driver's license to show that the addresses match. It'll be from 7 to noon at Waco Solid Waste Services Operations Center, which is at 501 Schrader. And then another important Waco Solid Waste event is also going on, the Unwanted Drug Disposal Day.
Oh.
This is so if you have leftover drugs and medicine, you know, that you haven't used up, please, 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 please don't just throw it down the sewers because it's bad for the fish and ultimately for us. Take it to Drug Disposal Day. So they will be open from 10 to 2 at the various police stations around the community, Woodway Public Safety Department, Waco Police Department, Hewitt Police Department, Lorena Police Department, and they will take your drugs. No questions asked. Please, no liquids or sharps.
And also on Saturday is a pretty interesting event. It takes a community addressing behavioral health stigma and access. This is a symposium put on by Baylor Scott & White Health and Baylor. It's going to focus on the stigma and access to behavioral health. You know, some of the panelists and lecturers are going to be psychiatrists, psychologists, and ministers, some experts in the field. It is a free event, and it's going to be from 8 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, and that's going to be at the Meyer Conference Center at the Foster Campus for Business and Innovation.
All right, terrific. It is also Saturday. So much going on Saturday. Saturday is also Texas Top Guns Day at the Texas Ranger Museum. So you can head out to the Texas Ranger Museum, and for included in your regular admission, there will be Living History Day, which includes Texas Top Guns. So pretty exciting. It's from 10 to 2.
And also on Saturday is the Exploring Great Artist Series. So it's just an opportunity for you to introduce your child to a great master artist of history through a pretty fun, class. And each class, they're going to explore a specific artist and style. Supplies are included in the cost of this, which is $10 per child. It's going to be from 10:30 in the morning to 11:30 at the Art Center of Waco.
And then also Saturday evening is one of our great annual events that we have every year here in Waco. It's the Down on the Bayou fundraiser for Youth Connection. And Youth Connection is an organization that helps youth make healthy choices. And this is their main fundraiser for the year. You get to dance to the music of Classy Blue and the Family Band. If you had never heard them, they are terrific. Authentic Cajun food, beer, wine. There's an auction. So a really fun night. Tickets are $75 a person or $525 for a reserved table of 8. It's going to be from 7 to 11 at the Knox Center, which is at the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame.
Very cool. And on Monday, getting our week started, it's 10 to 4 day at the Dr. Pepper Museum. Yeah. And so this year it's going to be a little special because they're partnering with Howdy Homemade, an ice cream shop based out of Dallas. And they have this ice cream flavor where they fuse Dr. Pepper and chocolate chip ice cream. And
yum.
It's going to be available for purchase that day. This event is free at the Dr. Pepper Museum. So go ahead and take part of that, and that's going to start at 10:24.
Awesome. So also on Monday nights is Monday Movies. I'm loving this Monday movie series. You can go to the Hippodrome at 7 o'clock Mondays during the school year, and they show really terrific documentaries for free. And this week's documentary is Landfill Harmonic, which follows this orchestra in South America where a group of kids have made all the orchestra instruments out of garbage that they found in the landfill.
Wow.
So it is really an inspiring story about resilience and the power of music and human spirit. It's absolutely free. It's at 7 o'clock. You do need a ticket. You can pick those tickets up at the Bill Daniels Student Center or at the Waco Hippodrome box office.
And on Tuesday, speaking of movies, it's Fright Film Fest, Halloween Town, at the South Waco Library. So they're going to be showing Halloween Town, which is considered one of the best Disney Channel movies. And they're going to have some creepy crafts that, you know, your kiddos can play with. And that's going to be at 6 in the evening, again, at the South Waco Library.
Yep. And then also on Tuesday evening is NeighborWorks Financial Freedom Workshop. NeighborWorks does a great job of providing these different financial workshops because we can all work on our money management skills a little bit. And this one is going to focus on banking, credit, and budgeting. And it's from 6 to 8:30 at the NeighborWorks office, which is on Franklin Avenue. Dinner is included. And if you're interested in learning about financial management tools, this is a great opportunity to pick up some tips. And then on Wednesday, the library is doing this really cool thing that I love. It's called a walking book club.
Oh, cool.
So the basic idea is if you like to read, they all read a book together and then they get together. It's going to be every Wednesday at 10 o'clock and they get together and walk and talk about the book. So it's like combining two great things, reading a book and then getting a little exercise.
I like it.
So it's going to be Every Wednesday from 10 to 11, they'll meet at Indian Spring Park, which is across from the convention center. It's not like a super fast power walk, but it'll be kind of a leisurely but brisk stroll. And this book, this week will be their first book. They're reading Let Me Die in His Footsteps by Lori Roy. So if you are interested in that at all, give the library a call and let them know you're coming, or just show up and bring something to eat. Well, bring something to drink, more important, and maybe a little snack. Okay. And enjoy a nice walk and talk.
And also on Wednesday, the Central Texas Literacy Coalition will be having a meeting, and they're opening it to the public. So it's their quarterly meeting, and they're going to have a city manager, Dale Fissler, there to be as their guest speaker. And they'll also have some little rewards for some of the guests. But it's a free event, and it starts at 3:30 in the afternoon at the McLennan County Workforce Solutions Center at 1413 South New Road.
And then Wednesday evening at Dewey Community Center, they have been having a series. This is third in a series of community conversations where folks from the community just get together and learn a little bit about what's going on in town. And this particular one is going to be John Williams, who is our director of Parks and Recreation, and he's going to be giving an overview of Parks and Recreation services, giving a little update on current projects, and then gathering people's input into the open space master plan. Ooh. So it's just a good conversation. A lot of people come from all around the community. It's just designed to give all of us regular citizens a chance to talk about current issues in a really fun, safe, inclusive environment. It's totally free. It starts at 6:30 at the Dewey Community Center, which is over on 9th Street.
And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, there's a pretty cool benefit. It's Painting on the Rocks,
right?
Which goes towards benefiting the Community Cancer Association, and it's not what you might think. So attendees to this event will choose a design for a boulder. They're actually going to be painting on rocks.
On rocks.
Yeah. So it'd be a makes for a perfect gift or a little keepsake, and they'll be serving snacks. The cost is about $50 per person, and that starts at 6 in the evening at the Boulder Designs corporate headquarters. And again, this does benefit the Community Cancer Association.
Yeah. And then another couple of neat things that are happening on Thursday. One is if you are interested in archaeology, or if maybe one of your kids is interested in archaeology, October is actually Texas Archaeology Awareness Month. And on Thursday, there is going to be an archaeology information fair from 4:30 to 6. It'll be at MCC in the Michaelis Academic Building. And you can learn all about archaeology. There'll be some different professors there talking about it. There will also be a lecture about Comanche marker trees of Texas. So if you're interested in that, that will be from 6 to 7, followed by book signing. So if you've ever wanted to learn a little bit more about what's archaeology all about, this is a great opportunity. And then also on Thursday night, I'm so excited about this, the Waco Ukulele Orchestra. So it turns out there's a Waco Ukulele Orchestra. They get together on the second and fourth Thursday of each month, totally casual, no experience necessary. You can come when you can. They have loaner ukuleles for you if you want them. So first come, first serve. Come learn a few simple little tunes and enjoy some ukulele therapy, because it is impossible to play a ukulele and not be happy.
There you go.
So it's a great something to do after a long day. It's at 7 o'clock. It is at Cotton Patch Sound Design, which is on Columbus Avenue. So join the Waco Ukulele Orchestra.
A lot to do in Waco Town this week, as always.
As always.
Thanks again, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.